Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
There's some legal stuff we got to jump into this morning. It's your Freak Show. And according to a 56-count indictment, Young Thug is facing charges on participating in racketeering, the RICO Act. He has been
Gunner too.
Swooped up. Gunner has been swooped up as well because of their affiliation with a gang.
Damn.
They basically, it says that they have one count. The feds are calling YSL the criminal gang, and they've indicted 28 of them on RICO charges and basically say that they killed somebody in 2015 and claim that Young Thug actually rented the car that the killers had drove to the murder. And this has gotten serious now because RICO just means that you might not have done it, but you're in a criminal network that you are now culpable for the crime that has happened on an extension of the gang.
Is that an accomplice?
It's not an accomplice, but it's like you are in the network, the criminal network that provided the oomph.
RICO Acts is what they hit like mafias with a lot of times, or gangs. So
because your hands don't get dirty, but you've been the person who put the lien.
Right, it's
on
like
the
a big
crime.
Spider web. You're just trying to get everybody involved.
Yeah, conspiring to do criminal activity. Thug is charged with two counts: conspiracy to violate RICO and participation in criminal street gang activity.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's one of those charges that they usually build up a very strong case. And when the feds hit you with the RICO charge, they have an extremely high conviction rate.
So he's going to go to jail.
99 point something percent conviction rate when it's like RICO.
So,
because that means that they don't necessarily just wake up one morning and say, you know what, we're going to arrest that guy today. No, they do their due diligence to really dig in. They got time today.
They build a big case around you, and then they'll connect like, okay, this murder was attributed to this gang, this robbery here, and then you start to...
connection.
You've seen that big board in like TV shows and movies where you'll have like the boss on top.
String.
And the little spider webs under him and the capo and the enforcer.
It's like a pyramid. Yeah. Like the big dude up top and the peon at the bottom.
And it's looking like Thug
up top.
He's up top?
He's up top.
Thug up top.
Yeah, because he's got the money. And he's like, you know, I mean, he's taking care of a lot of people, and they say that network is, I mean, here it is. These guys out here make it to a big payday, but they keep old friends. And they keep old ways.
Right.
And those old ways, I mean, I had a few friends that got kids that are trying to rap, and they always ask me what I think. And I'm like, I tell them, I'm like, you know how to rap on your own skill. I need to tell you some other things.
Yeah.
Like, A, when you first get your payday, don't necessarily go out and buy diamonds. Like, you know, like, don't do that. Or
that mistake.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you've seen people be a millionaire for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, oh, my God, they don't think about the taxes. Mm-hmm. They don't think about everything else. They go buy jewels. Then when the tax bills show up, they got to try and do more shows to catch up. So you give them these bits of advice. But one of them is always, look, man, change your moves. Like, whatever you was doing before, you have now crossed the finish line. Like, you might not need to get back in the game.
Yeah, it's like when that girl gets the tax return and like the baby daddy's like, let me flip that for you. And that's like $5,000.
Yeah.
Now imagine somebody that's making a couple million a month. You have these old associates. Hey, let me flip that for you.
Right. And you're like, all right, you my homie. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to let you do that. You're now funding illegal activity.
Don't you look like a fake person, though, to finally make it and then you dump all of the people that helped you get there?
I don't think you have to dump your day ones, but I'm saying you have to change the mentality. I always point to Ludacris. When Ludacris put his guy on in law school, and then that became his lawyer. He put a guy on in culinary art school, that became his chef. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going to come up, we all going to come up, but we can't be doing what we were doing
before
we got here.
Yeah, and one of the problems with these things is like now a ton of people start to get arrested, and somebody down the line is going to start talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, once you start talking about RICO charges, 56 count indictments,
99% conviction rate.
They're going to talk algebra numbers as far as like how much time you could do.
By the way, what's a RICO?
RICO is racketeering and...
Oh, damn, I know that word.
It's an acronym. It stands for racketeering and influenced of corrupt organization.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important that they had to shorten it.
Yeah.
But radio is hit with RICO too. Yeah. Because of payola,
mm-hmm.
because that's considered, you know, like a mafia kind of move when they were controlling the music industry back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of it. If you take money from somebody to play a record, that's why when most of y'all have like a cousin that y'all send up here with your little CD and you're like, hey man, so how much it cost? That, bruh, we ignore you so fast.
Right.
It's almost like you just said something.
I hear you.
Like, hey dude, I got something illegal to do. I'm like, bruh, la, 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 la,
la, la, la.
We walk away because that is a violation of the RICO Act, and even having that conversation now puts us in front of the ire of the FCC.
RICO.
Yeah.
Not Suave.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and just check out that song by Drake. He'll explain it to you. Mary, to break it down.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.